It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. You can learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And it's Tuesday afternoon, so we welcome onto the program from Hillsboro, Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And we are a few days and a full weekend removed now from your big announcement that you will not be seeking re-election. How is it feeling now that you've had a few days to process it?
It's feeling like the fact that this is the right decision for me is feeling, I'm feeling very centered in that. Of course, people have been absolutely lovely. And it's, as I've said to others, it's, you know, it's very nice. It's so nice. I mean, deeply nice and gratifying for, you know, to feel wanted, you know, some of the reactions that I've gotten. And at the same time, I know that this is the right choice for me at this point.
Yeah, I had a similar situation, obviously, with your colleague Damon Siles about a week ago. And I've had the same circumstance in talking with people about your decision where you now make the first person that I've talked to that feels good about that decision.
Well, you know, it's certainly complicated, and it wasn't easy to get there. And, you know, I thought about it for a long time before I made the official announcement, and also wanted to make that in a timely fashion so that other people could think about how that might affect their plans, of course. It's not easy, and I know it'll be hard again when it's official in December, because I really care about the community and I care so much about the work. But it is the right time for me to step away and see what comes next.
Got sort of a two-part question here, and you've kind of alluded to the answer to both of these already, but I wonder when you first started considering not running. I guess I'll just start with that.
I'm not sure if I can put a number on it or a date. I think it's just it's something probably every person in elected office, you know, there's just a point where you think about, okay, this is going to come around again. And when you start thinking about looking forward to when that that you really have to decide, you know, for me, it's really been quite a few months that I've just been thinking that this would probably be, you know, my last term, but I needed to think about that and be really sure that was the right thing. I'm sorry. I don't know if that was the greatest answer to your question, but.
No, I've heard somebody, I wish I could remember who said this, but I heard somebody once say there are two types of politicians, ones who dread elections and ones who never stop running. It sounds like you were more in the camp of like, I'm going to do the government, I'm going to serve the community, and then I have to do these elections every once in a while. And you were.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And then I guess the other question is, what were the kind of the factors that led you to this decision? What was it that kind of weighed on you that made you think that this was the time to step away? And then what are the things that were drawing you to wanting to stay?
Sure. Well, it's a handful of things. One of them is very basic, which is just the fact that when I first ran for office in 2013, my kids were really small. They were 6 and 3. And so now, you know, almost a decade has gone by and they are a sophomore in high school and the other one will be starting 8th grade next year. And just really feeling a desire to give more attention to that part of my life, the parenting part of my life, and just enjoying my children while I still have them in the house. I am not personally great. You know, I think we all have different skills, but I have not, it's very hard for me to leave the mayor part that lives in my head at the door. I'm kind of always thinking about, you know, it's been this way the whole time I've been in elected office. I'm kind of it's always there. I'm always thinking about things that we need to do or I want to do or I'm not sure about, you know, it's just always there. I'm not great at separating that. And I just want to be able to give my family more of my focus while we're under the same roof. And also, I generally think, again, this is different for every person, but I think it's generally a good idea for the cast of characters to change from time to time. And I don't mean, you know, just for the heck of it, you should come or go. But after a decade, and realizing that having a long political career, you know, I figured this out several years ago that I really wasn't interested in, you know, being in elected office for 30 years in one capacity or another. And I'm really glad that there are people who do that, but it's not the path for me. So that's the bucket.
We're speaking. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say that the thing that really, you know, that keeps me pulled and, you know, makes the decision hard, and is that I love the work. You know, I'm a policy nerd, and I love the long-term thinking and planning that goes with, you know, working with my colleagues on the town board and working with the staff to really try and create the community that more fully fulfills our mission and values.
That's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And in having a version of these conversations with both Damon and Pam in Chapel Hill, what comes up repeatedly, and I'd like to hear your take as somebody who's in this, is what we ask of our local public elected officials in these positions that are really technically part-time positions, that is really kind of a double-time job, and how difficult that is, and how, you know, you alluded to how basically impossible it is to balance that work and life when you're, you know, the mayor, and you go home and you're in your house, but your house is still in Hillsborough. You're still the mayor.
That's right. I mean, I think that, you know, no one really wants to hear people in elected office complain. So it's not the easiest question to answer, but it is a lot. I will say that it is a lot that we ask of people. And, you know, I think part of it is starting to feel tired, and I don't want to stick around so long that I'm, you know, kind of just worn out by the whole idea. You know, I want to leave on a high note, which I feel like I can definitely do over the next 7 months. I'm enthused about the next 7 months that I have left, but it is demanding. Your time never quite feels like your own. And when you're out in the community, you're kind of always on. So you really do have to take care of yourself and set boundaries where you can.
So as of right now, what does 2024 look like for you?
Oh, I'm going to decide that when it's closer to 2024. I'm really eager to focus on the remainder of my term and, you know, make it as best as it possibly can, because we have so much good stuff happening in Hillsborough right now. Good stuff and challenging and stuff, and I'm ready for all of it.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. We've spent a whole bunch of time talking about her decision to not run for re-election this fall. I'd like to talk about something now that happened this past weekend in Hillsborough, and that was a soil collection ceremony to honor victims of lynching in Orange County from, I think, 1869 was the date. We, Brighton McConnell, our news director, went and we ran a story about that event earlier in the week. He was telling me that he was really impressed with some of your comments that didn't make it into the story about why it's important to remember this sort of history, particularly as a white person living in the community. I wonder if you could revisit some of those thoughts a little bit.
Sure. One of the things that I talked about was how in Hillsborough, you know, this event happened in Hillsborough at the courthouse here in town. And, you know, we're one of the oldest towns in the state. We really value our history, and over time have gotten better and better at telling a more complete version of that history, even the parts that are uncomfortable and not pretty. But the fact that we were there, you know, in that room together was evidence in and of itself that, you know, we still have a lot of work to do on that front of telling the whole history, because I think very few people in the community know anything about these lynchings that happened, you know, 5 people in a span of, I think, 5 months. And I certainly didn't know much about them until, except for being, you know, part of the Remembrance Coalition and you know, learning from the research that others did as part of this event. So I think every day in the current political climate, we are learning how important it is to tell those stories and to know those stories and remember those stories, because they impact not just, you know, it's not just important to what happened in the past, but it's really important to what the future is going to be like as well.
Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver speaking with us and talking about the soil collection ceremony that was remembering victims of lynching. The ceremony happened last weekend up in Hillsborough. We are almost out of time already. Is there anything going on in the community or anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Listen, there is so much going on, and I don't have time to list them all, but I would say there are book launches, there's published dates, there's the garden tour happening this weekend, which is a really beautiful annual event. There's another Remembrance Coalition event on Saturday, also happening here in Hillsborough. So check out the Coalition website, check out the Visit Hillsborough site, and you will find plenty to do here in Hillsborough.
You can also visit hillsboroughnc.gov. Jen Weaver has been our guest. I thank you so much for taking the time every Tuesday afternoon to visit with us, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks so much. Talk to you next week.